Welcome to ETH, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Here at End Time Headlines, our mission is to inform our listeners of the times and seasons in which we are in. In Luke 21:28, we are told, when you begin to see all these things come to pass, lift up your heads. Your redemption is drawing near. And now, founder and pastor of End Time Headlines, Ricky Scapero.
All right, good evening, everybody. This is End Time Headlines. It is Friday. It is August 2nd, and it's about 6:22 p.m. Eastern. And we are live here on Facebook, and we're giving you just a moment to hop on here. And I'm going to share with you a little devotional word that has really been burning in my spirit for the last week. And this morning, I really got some more stuff on this, and I want to share something with you. I want to share with you a word that I got. This is a personal word for myself, but I know many times how the Lord works, and He'll give a personal word. Not only it won't be just for you, but it'll be for a lot of other individuals that may be out there going through the same season. All right, so we're going to share this, and then we're going to get started on this thing. I want to officially welcome all of our YouTube, our Facebook Live, and our podcast audience this evening on this Friday afternoon edition, this devotional word on August 2nd. I want to talk about staying the course when you lose direction. Staying the course when you lose direction. Again, I've only got, now look, I'm just going to show you guys on podcast, cannot see this, but I've got all you guys on YouTube and Facebook Live. I've got one page of notes here. So I don't plan on spending a lot of time on this word, but I do want to plow as much as the Holy Spirit will give me. And I want to share with you this devotional word that, again, that I received early this morning during prayer. And this is something I myself have walked out. I want to deal with what this particular subject is talking about today on this segment is for those who maybe you're in a wilderness right now. And what do I mean by that? Let me explain this. Let me do it like this. You'll discover in the New Testament when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. And I apologize, guys, if I don't look at the screen a lot here because I'm more in a almost like a podcast mode speaking into the microphone. But you guys can see me here on YouTube and on Facebook. So just don't people get upset with you when you don't look in the cameras very much, but that's what's going on here. So when you go into the New Testament, it talks about Jesus being baptized at the River Jordan by John the Baptist. Your Bible says that when he was baptized into the river, that the Spirit of the Lord descended upon him in the shape of a dove. The Holy Spirit came upon him. He was baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then it says in the Word of God that the Spirit of God immediately, the Holy Spirit immediately led him into the wilderness to be tempted 40 days and 40 nights of the devil. I've got a news flash for you. If you are in any form or facet of ministry, I don't care how big, I don't care how small, I don't care how dynamic or how insignificant you think it is. If you're a kingdom, come on, if you're a kingdom shaker for the glory of God, if you're out there doing the work of the kingdom, if you say yes to Him and you pursue the work of the Lord, you could take it to the bank that the wilderness experience is going to be for every individual. Now, notice it says the Holy Spirit led him. The Holy Spirit led our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into the wilderness. Jesus did not choose the wilderness on his own accord. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, I'm going to get into this thing, but I'm going to show you that the wilderness is the training ground for every ministry. It's the training ground for every minister. It's in the wilderness is where you'll be tried, where you'll be tested, and where you'll be tempted. It's in the wilderness where you'll discover that the Lord is Jehovah Jireh. It's in the wilderness you'll discover that He's Jehovah Rapha. It's in the wilderness that you'll discover that He is El Shaddai, that He is everything and anything that you want, you need, and you desire. Come on, to fulfill your purpose and your destiny, He's going to manifest himself in the wilderness. Remember when Jesus was in the wilderness? He was tempted in 3 points. And by the way, it was the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The devil has the same 3 weapons he's had since the beginning of time, but he uses different methodologies. He uses the same weapons, but he uses different methods. All right. And he tried to nail Jesus Christ with these 3 attempts, with these 3 attacks. And your Bible says that each time the Lord retaliated with, "It is written, it is written, it is written." And he quoted the word of God. And your Bible says that Satan ended his temptation for a season. He ended it for a season, meaning not that he never tempted the Lord anymore after that. It means that he stopped with his temptations and departed for a season and came at a more opportune time. Now, this is kind of our backdrop, but watch this. You and I, as believers and as ministers of the gospel or whatever ministry we have, we're going to go through a season in the wilderness. And I venture to say that it's not going to happen one time. You'll go through a wilderness season, and then you're going to come out like Jesus did in the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says he came out of the wilderness and he went into Galilee full of the Holy Spirit and began to do signs, wonders, and miracles. So you're going to go through a wilderness season. Then you're going to come out on the other end of the wilderness full of power, full of authority, full of breakthrough. Come on, full of the very thing that you've been believing God for. You're going to come out on the other end and you're going to be victorious. But here's the deal. And you will walk in that for a season. And then when you get ready to go to your next level, usually almost every time you're about to transition to another level, transition to another facet of ministry or deeper level or whatever the case may be, you can almost take it to the bank. There's going to be a wilderness experience waiting for you. That here we go again. We're going to go through all this again. Now, here's what happens when we get into this wilderness. The wilderness represents, here's what happens when we get into the wilderness. Many times, tell me if this doesn't sound familiar. You get in, and now look, here's the thing. A wilderness never has it doesn't have a set time on it. Let me say that. Your wilderness may be different than my wilderness. My wilderness expiration date may be 2 weeks. It may be 2 months. Come on. But your wilderness may be 3 days. You may have a 3-day expiration date. It may have a 30-day expiration date. Your wilderness may be 3 years. Again, I believe with all my heart, the level of influence that you have and your ministry has is going to be the level in which you are tempted in and the level in which you'll be tried in, and your wilderness experience or your wilderness season rather will be based on the measure of what you're about to step into on the other side. So I myself have gone, I've been in wilderness seasons that have lasted weeks. I've been in them for months, and I'm going to tell you something. I hate to tell somebody this, but I've been in wilderness seasons that has lasted for years. Because if we're not careful, watch this. When we get into a wilderness season, sometimes we don't even realize that we're in a wilderness season until we begin to lose compass. We begin to lose focus. We begin to lose track of the very thing that we're pursuing. Let me explain what I'm talking about. You see, this is why it's important to keep a journal. and you, and when God gives you a prophetic word, whether it be spoken by a prophet, by an elder, or by a man or a woman of God, you get a right now rhema word out of the word of God, or maybe out of a message from another minister of the gospel, such as myself that's speaking today, you get a right now word, and you know that's a quickened word in your spirit for your season and for your circumstance and your situation. You take your pen out and you date that, and you say, on such and such date, I got the word of the Lord, and it was this and it was that, and you write that date down. So watch this. When the time comes and you begin, here's what happens. This is so good, guys. It's like going on a journey and you set off. Have you ever been on a journey? Maybe you put something in Google Maps on your phone, and you put your concordance in it, you put your destination in it, and all of a sudden, and it, as long as the satellite's working and as long as you got a signal, you are up to date and you're current with your pursuit, your destiny. You're going forward. It tells you, you've got, you know, it says 83 more miles or 2 hours and 2 minutes into your destination, and then it winds down. Eventually you look at it again and it's 1 hour and 45 minutes, and then it's 60 miles, and then it's 50 miles. But can I tell you something? There is going to come a time, inevitably, when I'm speaking, when I go into the natural, we're going to go into the spiritual. When I go in the spiritual, we're going to go in the natural. We're going to interchange these. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. There's going to be times when there's going to be interference. There's going to be no towers. There's going to be bad signals. There's going to be drop-offs. And all of a sudden, you're no longer here in Surrey. Or if you're on Android, whatever that is, the voice that speaks to you and it's navigating you, all of a sudden you don't hear that voice anymore. It's been 15 minutes. It's been 20 minutes. You look on the screen and it's not updating you. It's no longer counting down the miles until you reach your destination. It's no longer counting down the time until you reach your destination. You're no longer, every 15 minutes or so, you would hear your Siri or the voice say that, turn left or turn right or go forward or keep going straight. But all of a sudden she becomes silent, or that voice becomes silent. Now, here's what happens when we don't hear the voice anymore, and when we can't see the signs anymore, we become nervous. We get a little bit of anxiety and we wonder. And this is where the imagination starts to play in our head. Have we went off course? Have we lost direction? Have we taken a wrong turn? Come on, am I talking to somebody tonight? I don't know. Maybe this word's for somebody else. Maybe it was just me and I'm just preaching to myself and preaching this message out tonight, but I have a hunch that somebody else maybe either have walked in this or walking through this, or you're about to walk in this. See, as long as you can see the road signs that points to your destination, then you're at ease. You're at comfort. Come on. The anxiety is at a low. It is non-existent. But the moment you begin to go 10 miles and 20 miles and 40 miles and 50 miles, and all of a sudden, where's the signs? How come there's no more signs telling me that I'm still, and all of a sudden everybody, come on. Listen what I'm about to tell you. All of a sudden, everybody in the car, everybody in the vehicle begins to question you. You are the driver. Come on, you're the head of the household. You're the high priest of your home. You're the captain of the home, the captain of the house. You're the one that's leading your flock, leading your church, leading your ministry, leading your family. So all of a sudden, it's been 6 months or it's been a year. Why did we move here? I thought the Lord told us to move. I thought the Lord told us to sell the building. I thought the Lord told us to get out of the building. I thought the Lord told us to partner with so-and-so and such and do such and such and go there and move to that different location. Well, we've done that. We've been obedient. But all of a sudden, you're excited when you're obedient to the Lord. The Lord tells you to do something. You step out in faith, and all of a sudden you're excited and you're going forward on what God told you to do. But all of a sudden, watch this, 6 months goes by, 3 months goes, 6 months goes, a year goes by, 2 years go by, and all of a sudden you're not seeing the fruition of the very thing that you're believing for. Then all of a sudden, talk begins to circulate in your home. Everybody starts talking like, I thought we were called to move here. I thought we were called to plant this church. I thought we were told to launch this. I thought we were told to plant that seed. I thought we were told that if we started doing this, then this and that and this would happen. But there's nothing happening. It's been 3 months. We ain't heard nothing. It's been crickets. Come on. It's been 6 months. I don't see any fruit. I don't see any resolution. I don't see any resolve. I don't see any progress. I don't see breakthrough. It's been a year later. I don't see the purpose of why we moved here. And if we're not careful, you listen to me, this is what's called the wilderness. It's the quiet storm. It's the time in which you don't hear from the navigator. You're not hearing the Lord. Where are you at, Lord? I can't hear you counting down. I can't hear you saying, take a left, take a right. So when we hear the silence and we're not hearing and we're not seeing, it's not that God didn't leave, or it's not that God left, because he don't. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's still there, guys. But I want to teach you something tonight that the Lord's been teaching me. And that is this. Here's what I want to show you. Many times when we get in this predicament, we're looking for a new word. Lord, I got to have a word. I got to have a right now word. I need a word to turn left. I need a word to turn right. I need a word to stop. I need a word to go. I need a word to sow. I need a word to receive. I need a word to give. I need a word to do what I need to do next. And you still don't hear anything. And you're not getting a new word. And you're not getting another prophetic word. And here it is. You ready for this? Could it be possible? And this is what I'm going through right now, because I've been in this wilderness myself for 3 years. We got specific directions from the Lord, and we acted upon them in obedience. And we knew, we heard from the Lord, and we did exactly what we were supposed to do. But over time, the questions begin to rise. Uncertainties begin to rise. Did we miss it? Did we hear correctly from the Lord? And then the other day, I was preaching a message. Some of y'all remember this. I was preaching a message about the Apostle Peter. And I talked about how the Apostle Peter he had all these failures in his walk with the Lord. He denied the Lord 3 times. He tried to rebuke the Lord, when he tried to tell Jesus that he would not suffer the what he did at the cross, and said, it'll never happen to you. Then they were at the Mount of Transfiguration. He was falling asleep. Come on, he was falling asleep then, and the Lord said, could you not tarry with me 1 hour? So he had all these things going on that he kept failing. Eventually, he left the ministry. He was gathered around a fire. He was swearing. He was denying the Lord, and then the rooster crowed 3 times, and he went even in deeper isolation and began to isolate himself. And then your Bible says that when Mary Magdalene showed up at the tomb, when Jesus was resurrected, the angel of the Lord said, go and tell the angel said, go and tell the disciples and Peter that the Lord has risen. And that really quickened my spirit, because again, Peter was a disciple, yet the angel emphasized Peter above all the other disciples. Why? Was Peter better than them? No. The answer is Peter needed affirmation, because he had allowed circumstances to pull him away from, come on, his ministry and away from what God had called him to do. This is why the angel said, you go and tell the disciples and Peter that the Lord has risen. That would be his hope. And then you go over to the book of John, and it'll tell you that during the 40 days and 40 nights that Jesus showed himself alive with many infallible proofs of the resurrection, he was standing at the Sea of Galilee, and he had some fish cooking on the side on the beach right there at the Sea of Galilee. And Peter was out in the Sea of Galilee fishing. It's interesting that Peter went back to the very thing that God brought him out of. And this is what every single individual that ever falls away or backslids or gets hurt or gets wounded in ministry, you'll find them that many times they won't even necessarily leave the Lord, but they'll eventually, they won't be pursuing what God's called them to, but they'll go back to what's comfortable and go back to familiarity. So Peter was back in the boat and back doing what was familiar to him. Come on. And he was catching nothing, because the key there is anytime, come on, anytime you try to go back to the unfruitful work of darkness, the unfruitful things of the world, and try to make yourself happy with that, and try to bring happiness and joy and prosperity to the things that God brought you out of, here's what's going to happen. You're going to discover that it's not going to sell the same. It's not going to look the same, smell the same, taste the same, feel the same, because once you've tasted of the Lord and seen that He is good, you can't go back to your old life. This is what blew me away, guys. So the Lord, He already knew that Peter had not caught anything, and He yelled out across the Sea of Galilee, "Why don't you cast your net on the other side?" And your Bible says that Peter cast his net. He said, "Whatever," and he cast his net on this other side, and he pulled up so many fish that he could not pull them in. And as a result of this, something clicked in Peter, and he understood. Watch this. He got a revelation of who that was calling him from the bank of Galilee. And he jumped out of the boat and he swam to the Lord. Here's the revelation that I got that I want to share with you, because this is for somebody tonight. And it's kind of a word from the other day, but we're just going to kind of build off of that. You don't need, see, Peter didn't need a new word. All he needed to do was steward the word that he already gotten in seasons past. Let me say it again. You don't need, when you're in the wilderness, you don't need a new word. All you need is to pull out your journal, pull out your devotional, and find a word that you already got in seasons past. Let the Holy Spirit blow on that thing again. Let fire come on that thing again. Let that thing come alive in you again and begin to take traction on that thing, steward that thing, plow that thing, and follow through that thing. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And now watch this. If you go to the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, the prophet said this. I love this. He said, "I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I'm corrected." And then the Lord answered me and said, "Write the vision, make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." Now I'm going to read this same one in the new, I'm going to read this same passage from the New Living Translation, because I really want to pull this out. The prophet said, "I will climb up to my watchtower and stand at my guard post. There I will wait to see what the Lord says." Have you ever noticed in the wilderness season, we're all mouth, yada, 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 yada. We're praying. And there's nothing wrong with praying, but we're machine gunning our prayers and our petitions before the Lord and our complaints before the Lord. "Lord, how long, oh God? Where am I at, oh God? Where are you at, oh God? When will this come to pass, oh God? I've done what you told me to do, oh God. I don't see it, oh Lord." And so we're pouring out our complaint before the Lord. We're pouring out our petitions and our prayers before the throne. But notice that the prophet said, "I will stand still and I will wait to see what the Lord says and how he will answer my complaint." Now notice what happens. He had to make an effort on his part. He had to do something. He had to stand still. Come on, somebody. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I'm God." He had to position himself to hear and to listen and to stand still. He had to get away from the noise. He had to get away from the crowds. He had to get away from the complaints. He had to get away from the opinions. He had to get away from the platform. He had to get away from the pulpit. He had to get away from the ministry. He had to get away from the wife, away from the husband, away from the kids, away from the phone, away from the tablet, away from Facebook, away from Twitter. He had to get away and get alone. It's funny because somebody else taught me that too, and his name was Jesus. And you can go to the New Testament Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and all through the Gospels, you'll see where Jesus healed the sick and cast out devils and raised the dead, and he did all these miraculous things. And then the Bible says, and then he went to a deserted place, or he went to an isolated place. He went to the mountain alone to pray and seek the Father. But the multitudes were always chasing him and wanting something from him. But he had to get away and get alone. See, he was pouring out, but he had to position himself alone to get poured in. Now, listen what it says. And this is Habakkuk 2, New Living Translation. "And then the Lord said to me, 'Write my answer plainly on tablets.'" Here it is, guys. This is why I said you need to get a prayer journal. Because you know what? When you start praying, now I'm not saying the Lord can't speak when you're praying, because he does. But when you can pray and pray and pray, but then all of a sudden you're in that, in his presence, you're in worship, and you sit still. You know how many prayer meetings I've been to? And I've prayed a lot, but then there's a lot of prayer meetings. Half the time I didn't pray. All I did was sit and listen with a pen and my journal and write plainly what he was speaking in the presence that was there at that moment. So you got to get this, God. The prophet said, "I will," listen what he says, "I will climb up to my watchtower and stand my guard post. There I will wait to see what the Lord says." So he's got his pen, he's got his tablet, and here's what it says. "And then the Lord said to me," so the Lord begins to speak, and he says, "Write the answer plainly on tablets." And here's what it says. So that he may run who reads it. Well, consequently, I pulled out my journal and began to found several words that were spoken from 2016, 3 years ago, and it was plain. And I knew then, because see, the enemy will try to convince you, "Oh, you've missed it. You went off course. You took the wrong turn. You did the wrong thing." Until you pull out the journal and you realize, I'm exactly where he's got me. I may not hear him saying, "Keep going." I may not hear him saying, "You've got a little bit longer. You're almost there. You've got just a little bit here and there. There's no clock counting down. I don't have an expiration date. I don't have any of that." But what I do, friends, is I've got confirmation of the destiny and the purpose that he's given me. So I've got great peace now, knowing I'm exactly where the Lord has got me. Who am I talking to tonight? I know this is resonating somebody tonight. Don't make a move until you have resolve over the last word that you heard. Listen, God ain't going to give you a new assignment until you finish the previous assignment. Golly, God ain't going to give you a new word until you steward the old word. We got people that run from prophecy conference to prophecy conference. They read there's this site called Elijah's List, I think it's what it's called, and you can get your daily prophetic word. Well, friends, if I got my daily prophetic word on social media or email, my friends, it would change like a pair of socks every single day. One, you're going to get a word. It's going to say go today, and you're going to get a word tomorrow that says to stay. It says stay, and then it says go, and then it says go up north, and then it says go down south. Then you'll get another says open the door, close the door. It's a season of go. It's a season of stay. Friends, you cannot, I'm telling you, you've got to stay navigated by the word and by the Spirit of God over your life. And if you start running from prophet to prophet to prophecy conference to prophecy conference, then you know what you're going to be double-minded, and you're going to be blown by every wind that comes along. And you're going to be going in every direction, and you're not going to have any clarity or anything. Listen, I love this. He says, write the answer down on the tablet that whoever runs with it will read it, and it will, listen to this, and it will be plain. And then listen to the next part. For the vision is for an appointed time. Somebody say an appointed time. That's a kairos time. Again, there's chronos and kairos. Chronos means chronology. It's the progression of time. You wake up in the morning, whatever time you wake up, and then you have the chronos of time. The chronology of time. You get up, you punch the clock, you go to work, you go to lunch, you come back to work, you get out of, you go to dinner, you wash up, you go to bed, and you repeat this over and over. It's the chronos of time. But then you have the kairos, meaning the appointed time. Meaning, listen, you don't know when it's going to happen, but it's a suddenly. It's the suddenly moment. So in this context of what I'm telling you today, you're on the right road. You're on the right path. You've got your instructions. You pulled out your journal. You see that the Lord has spoken, and He's not deterred from that. He's not changed His mind. And you're stewarding that word that you've gotten in seasons past. So you're still driving. Here goes back to the analogy. You're driving forward. Yeah, I know there's no road sign. I don't see any mile markers. I don't see any Titron screens or whatever that is over the top of your head that's giving you directions. There's none of that stuff. You're just going. No wonder the Word of God says that the just shall live by faith. You're believing that you're still on the right path by faith. But at the appointed time, all of a sudden, you go over the, one day you're going to go over the hill, go over the horizon, reach all the way to the end, and then you're going to see that you have arrived to the very thing that God's called you to do. Let me read this again. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Listen to this. But at the end, it will speak, and it will not lie. Come on, aren't you thankful that God cannot lie? God ain't going to tell you to move two states away and put your roots down. And then after you get rooted and grounded, He's going to change His mind and say, you know what? You need to go somewhere else because I've changed my mind. Or He ain't going to tell you to plant a church and then you go by faith and plant the church. And it starts being fruitful, and you start seeing growth, and all of a sudden the Lord says, you know what, I've changed my mind, uproot this, and go do something else. No, not going to happen. All right, listen to this. It's going to speak, it won't lie, and here's the key. Though it tarries, wait for it. Oh, let me say it again, you didn't hear me. I said, though it tarries, wait for it. Nobody wants to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear wait for it. But Lord, I've waited 3 years. And the children of Israel wandered for 40 years in the wilderness, and the Lord spoke to them. You can read this in the book of Deuteronomy. He says, yea, these 40 years I led you in the wilderness to try you and tempt you to see what was in your heart, that you may know that man shall not live off bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Listen, some of you, God's going to put you in a very dry place. He's going to put you in a very barren place. It's called the wilderness. You can't find a prophet. You're looking for a prophet to give you a word, and you can't find one in a 100-mile radius of you. And the reason why the Lord sets you up, you can't find a word from a prophet. You can't find a man of God who hears from heaven to give you a word. The reason possibly is because he is trying you to see if you'll get into his word. Because the Bible says that this is a more sure word of prophecy. Quit trying to find a man to get. Listen, I'm not against prophets. Don't misunderstand. Don't misconstrue what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not against the office of a prophet. I'm not against prophesying. Even the Bible talks about this. Paul talks about this in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 14. He talks about there's prophets in the body of Christ. And yes, I believe the office of the prophet is still alive and well in the church today. But I'm trying to tell you, sometimes God wants you to grow up. He wants you to mature. And he wants you to seek his face and get in his word. Because can I tell you something, guys? You ready for this? Because even if you were positioned to be around a man or woman of God, a prophet or a prophetess that gave you a word from heaven, that word from heaven is only, if it is truly from heaven, truly from God, truly inspired by the Holy Spirit, it's only going to confirm to you what God has already spoken to you in the wilderness, in the secret place, in his presence, and from his word. Let me say that again, but not so detailed. Even if a prophet or prophetess gives you a word from God, if it's truly from God, it's only going to confirm the written word of God. The problem is, can I be honest with you? The problem is, we are not in the word. So when we're in the wilderness, the worst possible scenario, even Jesus said, man shall not live off bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, implying to you the worst thing you can do when you're in a wilderness season is not get into the word. And I'm going to tell you, the devil will keep you busy in the wilderness. He will keep you busy with entertainment. He'll keep you busy with busyness. He'll keep you busy with your kids, with ball games, with recitals, with dances, with programs, with television, with football games, basketball games, fishing, hunting, soccer, baseball, golf, outings, camping, the list goes on. He'll keep you so busy that you can't get into the word. And when you don't get into the word, you will not get a word to navigate you through this season of the wilderness. And what will happen is you'll become guilty of the children of Israel and what they were guilty of. And they complained and they murmured in their wilderness season. And because of that, what should have been a few days' journey ended up being 40 years of wandering and wandering and wandering because of the complaining and the murmuring. Remember, the Lord led them out by the hand of Moses with signs, wonders, miracles. They came out with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble one among them. They purged the Egyptians. They came out with a fire by night and a cloud by day. There was angelic activity with them. There was a rock that they got water from. There was manna falling from heaven. There was all these supernatural signs, wonders, and miracles. But then they got out there and it got a little bit dry. Every time it got a little bit dry, every time it got a little bit warm, every time it got a little bit hot, every time they begin to sweat a little bit and it got a little bit uncomfortable and they couldn't get their full understanding of the navigation, they begin to complain. Moses, where are we at? How long? When are we going to get there yet? How long are we going to get? How long until we go there? You're not giving us any updates. Have you heard from God? When are you going to go up onto the mountain to talk to God, to get the command? When are you going to do all these things? And then it went from that to, why did you lead us out here to kill us? I can't believe you led us out to the wilderness that we could die out here in the wilderness. We were better off in Egypt in bondage. At least we had the leeks and the onions and the garlics. Come on. I'm preaching to somebody tonight, and I'm trying to tell you that we, before we point and laugh at the children of Israel, we're just as guilty, because when we go through our wilderness season, we will manifest the same fleshly impulses that they did. And my goodness, if we're not careful, if I'm not careful, if you're not careful, what is meant to be a few days' journey will end up turning into years of wandering and wandering and wandering until one day you're going to get the light bulb and you're going to hear the word of the Lord and it's going to say, "How long shall you toil this mountain? Rise up and go forward." Whew. So here's what it says. Let me read this. "Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass." Somebody say, "It will surely come to pass." It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. If God said it and He confirmed it and you've got it written in your journal, written in your devotion, you've got a prophetic word, you've got a written word, you've got a rhema word, you've got all the confirmation you need, you're on course. Just because you're not hearing or seeing something in this season doesn't mean you've missed God. I know this is not going to be, this is a unique word tonight. And this word is not for everybody, but it's for somebody out there. It's for somebody out there. The devil has kept you busy trying to find a word, trying to find a prophet, trying to find a prophetess, every time you'd get a live notification from an alleged prophet or an apostle that comes on Facebook, you're quick to jump on there. "Oh, Lord, I hope I get a word from him. I hope he gives me a word. I hope he gives me a word, a word, a word." But again, you're trying to get a new word, but you're not stewarding the old word, the word he's given you in seasons past, but you're looking for a new word. And again, until we steward the word he's already spoken to see fruit from it, then he's not going to give us a new word until we're faithful over the previous word. Come on. So I hope this you receive this tonight here, whoever this is to tonight on podcast, on Facebook, on YouTube, and whoever's watching this tonight, I want to pray for you, and I'm going to ask that the Lord will confirm this and give clarity to this. Let me know in the Facebook comment section if this word was for you tonight. Receive it tonight. Just let me know there. Some comments would be good here on YouTube as well. You guys on podcast, again, you can email us at endtimeheadlines@yahoo.com or go to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, and you'll see a section there where you can email us and let us know. We always appreciate hearing from you guys and letting us know how the word of the Lord impacts you. So before we pray for you guys, we want to let you know, we want to give you some information on how to follow us. If you guys are watching by Facebook Live, you're going to see underneath the Facebook where says support and follow ETH. There's a link right there. If you click on it, it's going to take you to our main website, and there is going to be all the information you need on how to support our ministry. If the Lord puts on your heart to give a one-time donation or to be a monthly partner or whatever He puts on your heart, you can do that there. It's going to be how you can contact us. All that information's there, and how you can subscribe to our main website at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You're going to get a free daily digest that will come in your email. And you will also, there's a place where you can sign up for push notifications for breaking news alerts, whether it's news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, or it's anytime we put up a new podcast, it will notify you and let you know that new podcast is up, brand new podcast has come out. You guys watching by YouTube and by listening by podcast, I want to encourage you to stick around until we get done praying. And right after this message, there'll be more information on how you can follow and support the ministry of End Time Headlines. So we appreciate you and we love you guys. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for every individual under the sound of my voice tonight or this morning or whenever they may be watching this by the live or by rebroadcast of this. Lord, I believe there's a lot of individuals out there that are on this journey, Lord. Lord, they started out, but Lord, during the progression of this journey, Lord, they may not see as many road marks, and they don't see as many, they're not getting as many words anymore. And the enemy has begun to convince them during this wilderness season, in this silence, in this season of silence, where they're not hearing or seeing from you like they did in seasons past. Lord, it doesn't mean that you've abandoned them. It doesn't mean that you've forgotten them. What it means is that you are wooing pulling them and drawing them in closer to get into the secret place. And when we get into your word and to get into your presence, you'll quicken us and give us that word. And many times the Holy Spirit will direct us into words spoken over us in seasons past. Lord, I'm reminded of the word that the Apostle Paul gave to Timothy. When Timothy became discouraged and he became disappointed, the Apostle Paul spoke to him and said, Timothy, remember the words that has been spoken over you, the prophetic words that's been spoken over you, and with those, wage that warfare and finish your course. Lord, I thank you that you're a God who is faithful, who began a good work in us, who is faithful to see that it shall be finished and accomplished and come to pass in our lives. Lord, you told the prophet to stand still. Some of us are, you're telling us to stop talking so much. It's good to pray and it's good to intercede, but there comes a time when we just need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. It's good to, Lord, you've given us two ears and one mouth, meaning we should do twice as much listening and twice less speaking. Lord, and so when we've spoken our peace, when we prayed our petitions, we prayed our prayers, Lord, may we be as the prophet and stand our watch with a notebook in our hand and with a pen in the other hand and listen and write that which you'll speak to us. And Lord, date it, mark it, make it plain so that when the season comes and the time comes, and it will, when we are in the wilderness and the enemy begins to convince us that we missed it, we missed the mark, that we're confused, that we lost out, we took a wrong turn, that Lord, we can pull that journal out and we can begin to encourage ourselves and the Lord, begin to pray over that word, begin to decree things, begin to declare things, begin to prophesy things, and begin ourselves back on course and finish that which you began in us. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that you're establishing this word tonight for the listeners tonight on podcasts, on YouTube, on Facebook, and they will fulfill their purpose. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said amen and amen. So guys, again, we hope that you've enjoyed today's broadcast. Again, all of you guys on podcasts and YouTube, if you'll just hold off right after we close this message, there'll be more information that we want to give you about our ministry, how to support it, how to follow it, and how to subscribe to it. And you guys on Facebook, we appreciate you jumping on here tonight and being part of this broadcast. We hope that you have an awesome, safe weekend with your families. We're going to sign off, and we will, the Lord willing, we'll be back on here on Monday with another either a devotional word or possibly a prophetic update, depending on what events occur and what goes on over the weekend. So we appreciate you guys. Thank you again for your support and your prayers for us as we continue to pray and help you steward that word over your life as well. So we love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you Monday.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.